Okay, let's get going.
好，我们现在开始今天的课程。
好，
我们在每一次课程开始的时候，我们要先向我们的天父认罪。
I'm going to go back and explain a little bit about the human IQ and the spiritual IQ.
那我们今天还会大概说明一下我们人类的智商，还有我们的灵属灵的智商。
And one of the things that I'll be talking about is the fact that your spiritual IQ is developed through the filling of the Holy Spirit.
有一件事情是我们一定要了解，我们的属灵的智商是来自于我们不断的圣灵充满。
And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the God of the universe helping you to think divine thought.
所以当我们是圣灵充满的时候，我们的天父呢就会帮助我们得到这个属神的一个思维。
Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, which we get by naming our sins to God the Father, you cannot live the spiritual life.
如果没有圣灵充满，也就是说，如果我们没有向神认罪，就不会圣灵充满的话，我们就没有办法进入属灵的生活。
And so when you're under the filling of the Holy Spirit and with the doctrine that you have in your soul, you actually have the potential to become spiritual geniuses.
好，如果当我们能够有这个圣灵充满，然后而且呢，在我们的魂里面有足够的这些圣经教义的话，我们就有机会成为属灵的天才。
Okay, so that's one more reason why naming your sins is very important.
这又多了一个理由，让我们知道说我们应该要向天父认罪。
So let's do that now.
现在开始。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this opportunity that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们有这个机会能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the spiritual resources that you give to us in order that we can understand your plan.
感谢天父呢，给我们这些非常属灵的资源，让我们能够理解你的计划。
And to be focused on our goal, that is to glorify you.
而让我们能够专注于我们的目标，让我们能够荣耀你。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们要因着主耶稣基督之名来感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
So I just put up on the board these two opposing concepts.
好，我们现在呢，再把刚才讲的这两个很重要的观念写在黑板上。
Now, this is a review from what we did on Sunday, but also I'm going to add a couple of concepts to it.
这是我们礼拜天所讲的内容的一个复习。那当然在讲的时候，我们还会再多增加一些概念在里面。
We discussed on Sunday about human IQ, that's from the word intelligence quotient. And then quotient means, it's actually an equation, they have this kind of equation or a formula to work out how clever you are.
好，这个 IQ 的意思呢，就是一个知识的一个数字数学。
And actually, have a formula worked out according to how old you are, and then there's a certain test you can do.
因为我们知道 IQ 的测验哦，它是有一个测验的，它所以基本上是一个完整的一个测试。
Yeah. And this is really a part of your genetic makeup. Because our brains are wired differently, which means that when God created you with your DNA, your brain, everybody's brain is going to be slightly different. Some people are more clever or have more IQ than others.
所以其实这个人类的 IQ 呢，其实是跟我们的 DNA, 就是整个的遗传是有关系的。经由这样子的遗传不同，所以我们每一个人的脑部的成长的状态是不一样的。所以我们每一个人都有不同的 IQ 状态。
And IQ is not the same as intelligence, and I had to look that up because we were trying to work that out in class the other day. They're two different concepts.
但是呢，我们又要知道呢 ，IQ 并不等于你的这个所谓的知识力。
Yeah, but they are related.
那但是他们是有关联性的。
But the thing is with intelligence.There's not just academic intelligence, there's intelligence in many different categories.
因为知识力呢，其实不只是讲的是学校里面好的学到的知识，它其实知识力有很多不同的方向。
For example, you could have somebody who's very good at learning languages.
比如说，有些人是非常厉害的，会学习语言。
But they're musically incompetent. Musically, so they can't keep a rhythm and they don't know the different notes.
好，可能这个人在语言学习上很厉害，但是他的音乐能力、学习的能力却很差。
Or maybe his artistic skills in other areas. You know, he might be very bad, like myself, can't even draw a proper picture.
那也有人很可能他连画画都不会，没有很不会画画。
You have some people that could be geniuses in music. Some people have perfect pitch. For example, they can hear a note and they know what the note is.
那有一些人他本身呢对音乐是非常有天赋的，他可以有那种所谓的绝对音感。
But maybe their language skills or their mathematics skills are lacking.
Yeah, 也许一个那个有音乐方面的天才的人，但是数学却学得很差。
And the thing is, even if you have IQ, a high IQ, that still needs to be developed.
那即使你有很高的这个人类的 IQ 呢，但还是需要被培养。
Like we talk about Einstein, he's a physics, a genius of physics and probably math as well. I assume he had to be taught those things at school, though.
比如说像爱因斯坦的话，他一定是在物理或者说数学方面真的是个天才，但是他还是得在学校里有人教导他。
But the brain's capacity to take in the concept that you learn and then to work things out is far greater, so that's why these people can excel. Now, for example, Einstein would have to be taught basic concepts about physics and maths and stuff like that, but then he can take what he's learned.And he can really advance with those things and come up with his own formulas and things.
Right. 像爱因斯坦他也一定是在某些地方学到了一些基础的事情，然后他在经由他自己的一些创意去发想以后，又做了一些更高级的一些物理或数学的一些研究。
Yeah, and again, you have some people that can become language geniuses. They know many, many languages, and as soon as they hear a word, they can remember it, but they still need to be taught how to say the words.
那有些人他也许是语言方面的天才，只要他一听他就会学，但是他还是一样要经由人家教他说那个声音，那个字代表的是什么意思。
But another thing, of course, which adds to the intelligence level of somebody, it's not just the IQ, but also their interest in a particular subject.
而且呢，一个人他之所以能够把一个事情学好，可能不只是他的智商在那方面有所展现，最重要是他必须对那样事情是有兴趣的。
And often you might become good at a particular subject at school. If you remember back to like primary school or high school, and you got good at a subject for a while, and it probably was because you had a teacher that you liked, and the teacher was very entertaining, and he or she was teaching in a way that you could really relate to.
而我们也可以回想我们在小学的时候，就很小的时候，很可能我们对某些学科之所以非常学得很好，是因为那个老师非常有趣，或他教得很好，所以让你呢对这个学科特别愿意花时间去学习。
Okay, and so these things all add to your human intelligence in different areas and subjects.
那这些呢都是所谓我们人类的一个知识力。
And again, that's for dealing with things in life. So God has given you a brain and he gives you these teachers, for example, so you can learn subjects and then you can have a profession and that provides you with money to live your life.
所以呢上帝给了我们一个很好的头脑，让我们有兴趣可以学习不同的东西，也造成我们的一些专业的能力的提升，而这些专业的能力也成为我们能够养家活口的能力。
It's like what we could call one of God's logistical grace blessings. It's one way of God providing for you to sustain yourself.
所以这就是所谓上帝提供给我们每一天生活必须所需的一个基础，让我们可以每天可以在人身上继续能够养活自己。
And he does that even for the unbelievers. So whether you're a believer or unbeliever, God gives these talents and these gifts and these opportunities to learn so that you can get a good job and make some money and that's how you live.
而这样子的这个上帝给的这些资源其实是不是针对信徒，是还没有信仰的人，他一样都有的。所以所有的人类都受到上帝的这份礼物。
What you're seeing these days in the United States are these riots that are going on, and people are trying to undermine that system. Now, they're using racism as the basis for their anger, but they're destroying the system that God has provided. See, I don't know if you've been watching the news, but, you know, there's riots. They're burning restaurants and burning businesses and destroying businesses, which really provide the system for people to live.
我们必须要看到美国最近的状态，就是他们把这个就是觉得造成很多暴动啊，就是最近的这些所谓种族歧视的问题啊。那其实他们在这个暴动的过程中，其实已经把这个上帝所提供给我们的一个系统，让大家好好生活的系统，有在破坏了。
These people think that somehow through their anarchy, you know, anarchy means trying to destroy the system of establishment. They're trying to get rid of the police even, and they're setting up their own places, like in Seattle.They've said the police cannot come into this area. They've cut off 6 whole city blocks. You haven't been watching the news. Okay. It's really big news at the States. The country is imploding. And people are trying to get rid of the government, really.
就像最近在西雅图发生的状况，他们居然那些人就是围起来了六个区域，那把整个政府在运作的这个状态全部都打破，甚至不让警察干预。所以等于是在把一个非常社会稳定的一个力量全部都要把它摧毁。
It all sort of started off a couple of weeks ago, and it's just one of many incidences where a black man was treated unjust by the police, and then people have rioted as a result.
那这是当然都是跟之前几个礼拜前有一位黑人他被这个警察弗洛伊德的事件造成的一个状况有关。
So racism, they're using racism as the basis for first that was supposed to be quiet protest, but basically rioting and now anarchy.
其实呢，他们是从所谓的种族歧视的角度去开始制造所谓的动乱，然后现在已经进入了一个叫做
Anarchy. It's where they try to get away with any kind of order in the system.
然后进入了一个混乱的一个完全混乱的状态。
Well, we've been studying enough about the angelic conflict to know that our war is not really based on what you see with your eyes and what's on the news. This is a satanic conspiracy to destroy the client nation.
我们已经上这个有关天使的征战这个主题很久了，所以我们其实可以要理解的就是我们肉眼所见的事情不见得是真的事情。它这很明显的现在的这个美国的状态是已经进入了天使的征战里面，撒旦在想要毁坏这个世界系统的一个状态了。
Satan is encouraging this kind of behavior because he does not like the United States as a client nation, which has provided truth, the gospel message, and Bible doctrine to the world.
因为撒旦他其实是非常不喜欢美国作为神的代理国的这个角色，所以他很想要把整个神的代理国在传扬福音的这样的一个国度给摧毁。
Yeah, and he's trying to rewrite history. This is Satan, but you know, he's using his agents, his minions, to rewrite history and to say everything about Western civilization was wrong, that it was very bad, it was very evil.
而撒旦的诡计呢，基本上是想要把整个西方历史的这种经验把它打烂，然后重新写，然后要告诉大家说这个在整个基督信仰的所建造的社会是无效的社会，是无用的社会，是不必要的一个制度。
Yeah, and these protesters or these rioters, now they're destroying a lot of the statues, you know, those monuments to the founding fathers and people who, up until last year, really, were looked at as people that made America great. It's these people that came in that.Whether they were politicians or they were military men, or scientists or whatever, these people made the country great. And now they're trying to get away with those statues. Now these people, they're very evil.
而现在呢，美国的状况是，这些当初建国的那些英雄啊，他们的那些雕塑，他们也在美国人现在在这些暴乱中也把那些雕塑全部都打翻打烂打碎，他们基本上是要完全把这个让美国得以强大 American Great 的这些很重要的过去的历史的人物，全部都把他们颠覆掉。
They're trying to rewrite the history books and actually say, you know, these people were slave owners and they were very violent people and they didn't allow freedom for the blacks, etc. Using that racism.
而且他们基本上现在都在想要重写历史，把过去这些建国的这些伟人呢，都把他们说成是都有种族歧视的问题啊什么的，就是完全都要打翻他们对这个国家的贡献，然后所制造的动乱都基本上在往这个方向走。
One of the most important people in the history of New Zealand, that's where I come from, was a sailor. He's called Captain Cook. I don't know if you've heard of him. Very, very famous explorer and a sailor, and he was a scientist from England. And he was one of the first people to discover New Zealand and Australia, actually, as well.
其中一个人呢 You mean Captain Cook is from United States?
From England.
From England、yeah. to New Zealand and Australia.
That's right, and around the Pacific Islands as well.
But it's nothing to do with American.
Well, because the people in New Zealand now, they see them getting rid of the statues of the colonial people in America. Now they're doing that in New Zealand as well, and Australia and other places.
好，那这个影响呢，就是这些美国人在想要把他们那些历史上的这些伟人都把它颠覆掉的过程中呢，一个纽西，他们连纽西兰，就是当时从英国到纽西兰跟澳洲，就发现纽西兰跟澳洲的一个伟人叫做库克船长，现在呢也在被纽西兰澳洲这边的人想要被颠覆掉他的伟大的地位。
Because when he first arrived to New Zealand, there was actually the Maori, the native people had already arrived maybe 800 years beforehand. There was already indigenous people there, the Maori people.
因为在这个库克船长到达纽西兰之前呢的600年，已经有一些毛利人先抵达了纽西兰。
And so now the Maori people are saying, well, you know, this Captain Cook, he brought all the white people in because once he arrived, this opened up the country for other people to come in. And there was fighting, there was wars. And so many of the Maori people died and they died of disease. It's the same argument they're using in the United States.
那他们的说法呢，就是这些毛利人呢，当年600年之库克船长之前的600年就来的毛利人，他们就说都是因为库克船长带了一堆白人来，才把毛利人杀了很多，然后又带来了病，一些病啊，让他们死了很多，所以现在才会白人多于毛利人。
But actually, the relations up until fairly recently between the white people and the native Maoris were very good. We had a very integrated society.
其实在这些年来哦，毛利人跟这些纽西兰的白人之间的关系是非常好的，大家是互相支持，互相帮助，然后是在一个很和平的状态下的。
And under the concepts of Western civilization, which includes things like capitalism and religious freedom and strong governments and things like this, the Maori people had been prospering.
而且呢，经由这个西方的这种社会制度，包括资本主义，还有一些对于所谓民主的制度等等的，毛利人其实在这里受到非常好的照顾和非常丰盛的成长。
Just like the black people in America, now they had to suffer through slavery in the beginning. But even many of the slaves were treated very well, and they were given the gospel. That's the important thing. They were given the gospel, and they prospered. They were much better off as slaves in America, probably than in Africa, where even in Africa they were slaves to each other's tribes.
那而美国呢也一样，在当年哦，虽然一开始的时候是很多黑人从非洲被带到美国，是以这个奴隶的制度进到美国的，但是很多人都受到白人非常好的待遇，这些黑人即使是当奴隶也都是受到非常多的福音的教导等等的哈，那反而是比那个非洲国家他们各国之间互相去挟持了对方或打仗赢了以后，变成有很多人变成另外一国一个非洲国家的奴隶，那些奴隶反而是非常凄惨的， 是没有办法跟到美国来的奴隶相比的。所以即使是在一开始的这种奴隶制度之下，美国的制度都是比非洲要好很多。
嗯。And actually around about 18, when was the Civil War?
1861?
1860s. Okay, in the 1860s, America, if you know your American history, they had a civil war between the North and the South, and one of the main reasons for that was to free the slaves. See, the Northern states said, that, you know, we need to help these slaves to be freed. So tens of thousands of white men died helping to free the slaves. They sacrificed themselves to free them.
那在1860年左右的这个南北战争，那在当时呢，其实就是因为北方的白人想要让奴隶解放奴隶，才会跟南方的人有了战争。而当时就十几二十万的这些美国白人呢，都投入了战争，为了要让奴隶制度在美国要废除。
But then also even in the South though, there were many slave owners that they said, okay, we want to let the slaves go. And the slaves and the slave owners had a very good relationship.
那即使后来那个南北战争，南方他们打败了嘛，哈，那这些不管怎么样，这些南方的这个还没有打仗前，他们的这个奴隶制度，南方他们其实跟他们的奴隶的关系也是非常好的，他们其实都是非常照顾他们的。后来呢，因为这个战争打败了，南方打败了，所以他们也就都让这些奴隶得到自由。
But you're not hearing about these things now. Then they're not teaching these positive things in the schools. And see now the left, that's the sort of the liberals, they're trying to rewrite the history just to say that the blacks suffered so much under slavery, and now it's their turn to get their revenge, sort of thing.
但是像这些过去的历史啊，在美国的学校教育里面，并没有把这些后很正面的这些状态教导给孩子们，所以就变成现在很多的说法，就变成说那个当年的那些奴隶制度都是欺压黑人，欺压奴隶，然后让所有人的彼此，就黑人跟白人之间充满了互相的仇恨。
And while there certainly has been racism, and racism exists in every country, it's not just the blacks and the whites. I mean, you go to every country in the world, there's going to be people that are racist in some way or another. But blacks in America have prospered a lot if they play by the rules of the system.
其实在所谓的种族歧视的这种状态，在世界各地都有，每一个国家几乎都有，只是说那个种族的意念是什么而已。但是你如果相较之下，美国的黑人跟白人之间的关系其实是最好的一个关系，甚至让黑人得到丰盛最多的一个地方。
Who was the president of the United States before Donald Trump?
想想看，谁是那个川普总统之前的美国总统？
It was a black man, Barack Obama.
他已经是黑人了，
yeah.
他已经有黑人血统的那个奥巴马，哪一个国家可以让一个白人世界的国家可以让黑人得到当总统呢？
And there's a lot of very successful black business people, and obviously in the arts industry and in the movies, and yeah, if they try hard and they're diligent, they can succeed in that system.
你可以看得到，就在美国这个社会里面，基本上这个系统上每一种人他都有很多的机会。好，在他是可以，不管是艺术、科学各或者政治领域，美国的社会都给了他们机会，让他们可以高升。
But now many people have been propagandized to say that this racism is so evil, and now we need to destroy everything. That their emotions and their sin natures have just taken over.
而现在很多人就在讲说，还在讲说这个种族的歧视是一个非常严重的问题，一定要全面的把它消除。然后他们其实就想要破坏整个社会的系统，利用这个说法。
And a lot of these people that are out rioting and protesting on the streets, not just the blacks, but you have these very young white people as well. And they're joining in with them because it's trendy, I guess. And they have this guilt, they call it white guilt, that they're feeling guilty for being white. So they join up with the black protesters.
那这些抗议的人群，在街上抗议的人群，不只是黑人或有色人种，他们甚至是白人的小孩，年轻人，他们其实这些人，他们就心中有一种奇怪的这种白人的罪恶感，所以他们一起参与了这样子的抗议。
Yeah, but whether they're blacks or whites, there's a lot of their history they should be proud of. See, they're ashamed of everything, but they're not looking at the good points of what made the United States great for 250 years. They should be proud of their history and proud of their country.
他们本来这些美国人应该要对他们的历史非常有骄傲感，因为他们真的让美国的整个国家这200多年来是一个非常成功的国家。结果他们现在却对所有过去的历史用一种非常非常罪恶的态度去看他们的历史。
And just to finish off, to give a crazy example, this movement is called the Black Lives Matter.But some people have been trying to say, well, actually, all lives matter. They write Black Lives Matter on the graffiti, but if you put all lives matter, they say, oh, now you're being racist.
所以有一个有趣的事情，就是他们现在在整个的抗议行为用的这个词都是说黑人的生命也很重要。但是如果你把这句话改成所有的人的生命都很重要的时候呢，居然他们会认为我们这个说法是种族歧视。
I actually saw a video, and again, this is in New Zealand, so this movement has spread, that somebody got into a fight. They were being beaten up because they had written all lives matter in graffiti. And then, so these Black Lives Matter people were trying to beat up this person because they'd said all lives matter.
那有人在纽西兰呢，就是那种喷画家，好，在墙上就写说，所有的生命都很重要。就后来就有一群人来把他给打了，揍了一顿。
The situation is out of hand, but remember, this is all satanically inspired to bring down Western civilization.
所以呢，这个整个事情呢，这个世界就是已经大乱了。但是你要理解，这就是撒旦正想要把这个世代的文明给摧毁。
And the reason is because Western civilization, you know, all these old white people, you know, going back 200, 300 years that were doing the colonizing, they were responsible for bringing the gospel and Bible doctrine to the world.
要记得在两三百年前呢，那些白人正是带入西方，从西方社会带入这个我们的福音到各地去的这些人。
See, Western civilization is based on the Bible, on biblical concepts from the Old and the New Testament.
而所谓现在西方的整体文明的开始，或者是得以长进，全部是因为这些圣经教义所给的一些影响。
But these people in this movement, like the Black Lives Matter movement, for example, they want everybody to revert back into this anarchistic, basically anarchy.Where you can just do whatever you want to do, and really, I don't know what the end goal is actually. They're very angry and very violent, and it seems like they don't even have a real goal to what they're doing.
现在的整个 anarchy 怎么拼
？Anarchy，
无政府主义。
Okay, and that, literally that's what the word means. See, ark means rulership.And ah means not, so no rulers. They don't want any rulers. They just want to do what they want to do.
现在的这个状况呢，就是这些人用的种族歧视的议题呢，在谈说黑人的生命也很重要。但是其实他们却想要把整个世界进入到无政府状态。但是他们真正的目的是什么？很明显的就是要让世界大乱。
See, we were talking about having a human IQ and using that human IQ and your intelligence to go to school. For example, you go to school and you learn about things and then you can get a job and you can contribute to society. You're a human intelligence. This is a gift by God. All of these things are provided by God.
因为我们所有人类的这个那个智商智慧其实是来自上帝提供的。那我们在经由这个人类的智慧呢，去学习很多的事情，让整个社会得以成长。
Over the last probably 500 years or so, you know, because of science and because of people wanting to find out more about God's plan and things, we have this great movement, development in civilization, where now, you know, we can sit in an air-conditioned room and we have computers and we can communicate and send out Zoom lessons and things like this.
在过去的五百年来，我们人类呢，其实有非常大的进步，然后我们甚至进入了一个网络的世代。
These are the results of Western civilization.
这些都是西方的文明在创造一个状态。
But these people that are destroying everything, they would rather us all go back to living in grass huts and maybe just foraging around in the forest to get food and go fishing and basically take us back to the Dark Ages.
然后呢，现在的这些人呢，他们几乎呢想，好像想要让整个世界把所有的文明都摧毁，都回到最原始的生活，那在地上拔草吃，那个在水里捞鱼吃，然后都不要有任何人的管理，回到这种完全无政府，然后无文明的状态。
And go back to the ways that, for example, the Africans were living in Africa before the missionaries came, or the Maoris in New Zealand before the missionaries came, worshipping the mountains and worshipping trees and rocks and things.
然后好像是希望这个整个世界都回到以前非洲没有这些白人的传教士来，然后纽西兰也回到这个毛利人没有白人传教士来的时候，那所有的这个人还回到最原始状态去对山、对树、对河流去崇拜、去敬拜的那种状态吗？
Now I'm not saying that as a racist. What I'm saying is the reality is that with Western civilization, it brought about truth. You know, that was the spread of the gospel out to the rest of the world.
Tim 的意思并不是说哦，我们有种族歧视去看待那些人是比较低文明的，而是我们要想想这个文明真正对我们的人类有多大的贡献。
Wherever there is truth, there is going to be inspiration, there's going to be prosperity, there's going to be freedom.
因为如果是真理，它就是会带给我们丰盛，会带给我们和平，会带给我们更受祝福。
There's going to be good governance.
那就会有很好的政府。
And you're going to have people being more successful in business and technology and investments.
然后所有的世界呢，就会有更好的这种技术，更好的管理，更好的这种生活。
Just before we go for the break, what I want to emphasize again is that you have this human intelligence which we benefit from every day.
我们在三分钟后要结束前，我们现在确认一次的跟大家讲，就是我们的人类的智商是让我们能够学习的。
But you also have spiritual intelligence or spiritual IQ which comes from the Word of God and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而我们所谓的属灵的 IQ 呢，是来自于我们能够圣灵充满，并且能够学习神的话语。
Okay, now human IQ is very good, obviously, and it's like I said, it's part of God's provision for your logistical grace, but that doesn't give you a relationship with God.
而我们必须要强调的就是人类 IQ 这件事情呢，也是上帝提供给我们能够生活的，但它并没有办法提供我们跟神的关系。
For example, in Psalms 14, verse 1, it says, "The fool has said in his heart, 'There is no God.'"
在诗篇十四章第一节说，愚笨的人呢，在他的心中说，那是没有神的，没有上帝的。
Now you can have some very intelligent people, geniuses. Stephen Hawking, he was a genius, of course, and he was a man who did not believe in God.
那很多的非常聪明的人呢，他们其实呢，却没有神对神的信仰，他们不相信有神，就像那个史蒂芬哈普。金斯 Hopkins, 他就是一个无神论者。
Yeah, and a lot of other scientists, you know, these people are very intelligent. You know, they know their physics and university professors and all the rest of it, but they deny the existence of God.
也有很多很聪明的一些教授啊，都可能非常非常有学问，但是他们却否定神的存在。
These people have won many awards and prizes because they're deemed to be geniuses, very intelligent people.
有很多人得了很多的奖哈，那绝对是天才型的人。
But the Bible says they're fools.
但是圣经说他们是愚笨的人。
Yeah, and as far as spiritual IQ goes, you could have a six-year-old kid. They believe in Jesus Christ because they believe, you know, God exists. On a spiritual level, that kid is far more intelligent than, like Stephen Hawking, for example.
但是有一些六岁的孩子，他就已经相信神，他就信靠神。那这些孩子们，他的所有的聪明才智，从属灵来谈，属灵的 IQ 就高于这个 Hopkins 霍普金斯。
Okay, I'll stop for a break there.
好，我们来休息一下，多久？
5 minutes, 10 minutes.
我们8点回来。